Susan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Ruby. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, first things first, what has the Japanese Film Festival got in store for us this year?
Well, you basically took the words out of my mouth. But so officially, we have 30 films in total, three documentaries, including one documentary on the famous fish market in Tokyo called Tsukiji, nine short animations, including four from a large production house called Production IG, and five stop motions. And we've officially got 15 Australian premieres. And they're running for 10 days, and each film will be available for 24 hours from 2 p.m. every day.
Yeah, awesome. And what was the process like curating these titles?
Yeah, so this year's festival is, of course, held online due to the pandemic, but usually we actually start reviewing films for the festival very early in the year, I'd say like about February. And so we'd already started researching a lot for the film festival before COVID really picked up. And so it was quite hard to, it was a bit of a challenge to switch gears from our usual method of selecting films and then proceed to the what was needed for the online festival. So the online festival, JFF Plus, it's organised through our headquarters in Japan and will actually be offered to 20 countries from November through to March 2021. So that process of selecting films actually requires all of the countries hosting JFF to watch all of the films, rate them, and then basically it's a process of elimination. So because of the fact that we're reviewing films with, like, you know, countries like Malaysia, America, India, we have a wider range of films in the program, and obviously, like, you know, because we are working with all of the branches, it does have its own challenges, but yeah, it's great to have a film festival online this year though.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of on being it online, how different do you think this year's festival is going to be compared to last year?
Well, last year usually the main program is only limited to major cities. So we bring it to Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra and Perth. So the fact that it's streaming online means that everyone in Australia can access the film festival as well as people in New Zealand. So that's basically the biggest difference. And the fact that it's free too. So due to the fact that, you know, hiring a cinema and bringing films physically over to Australia is quite expensive, we usually have a ticket charge. But since it's online, we can offer it for free.
Yeah, awesome. So what are some of your top picks from this year's lineup?
My top picks? So I'm really excited for everyone to see the 2020 release, Project Dreams, How to Build a Mazinger Z Hangar. It's a really fun film for anyone who's felt bored with the monotony of everyday office work. And I guess you could say also the boredom of being in lockdown. The film is about a marketing team at a construction company who are used to dealing with civil projects such as, like, making dams. But one day the director tasked them the task of making a fantasy project, which is based on a famous Japanese manga called Mazinger Z. And so it's just like a hilarious comedy about a team enthusiastically trying to take on this project that they don't even know if it's going to, like, fantastic project request. So it's a lot of fun. And the film is going to be streaming on the first day of the festival too, which is this Friday. We're excited to be organizing an online watch party through our social media. So if anyone is available on Friday, please tune in to watch at 6 p.m. We'll be all online watching it together, and that we'll be also giving out prizes too for people who hashtag JFFAU2020. My second suggestion would be the Dance With Me. It's a musical meets road show. It's about a girl who goes to a fortune teller to find love. And instead of being blessed in love, she gets jinxed. And so every time music plays, she starts dancing. And basically she goes on this road trip around Japan in search of this fortune teller who's jinxed her to unjinx her. It's quite amusing and really great for everyone to enjoy.
Sounds awesome. So we know when it's on. We know it's the 4th to the 13th of December. Mm-hmm. How can people tune in?
Yeah, so all you have to do is visit our website, which is japanesefilmfestival.net, and just click on the middle circle that says plus. From there, you'll be directed to our streaming site where you can register to watch films for free.
Sweet. Well, Susan, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you
very
much.
Absolute pleasure.